From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Years back, when e-commerce started to become a thing, people were a little skeptical. Sure, shoppers would buy books online. Books are standardized. The product is the same whether you get it around the corner or online. But would they buy shoes they couldn't try on? Or clothes? Would they buy produce that couldn't be inspected by hand? The answer, of course, turned out to be yes, and each new retailer would figure out a smart new way to make customers more comfortable, whether it was a liberal return policy or free shipping or whatever. But here's a question. How far can that be pushed?
Eric Korman wants to sell you a smell on the internet.
That's Joe Cohane, executive editor at Entrepreneur. And he talked recently to a man who launched, the company is spelled P-H-L-U-R, which I wasn't sure how to pronounce. So I actually called the company to ask.
It's Fleur, not Floor.
Yes.
Fleur.
Fleur, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Do people ask this all the time?
I've gotten a few people ask me that, but not too many.
Huh. So I guess I'm just overly curious, or I don't know how to read.
Overly curious.
Look at that. Customer service with a side of ego cushioning. Anyway, Fleur is a company dedicated to something that seems, frankly, like a stretch. It makes and sells perfume online. That means Eric, its founder and CEO, needed to figure out a way to sell people a smell. And how exactly do you sell a smell online when there's no smell to smell? Executive editor Joe Cohane is taking over this episode, and he'll have the answer right after this. Dell knows that running a small business takes hard work. So as a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, they are offering up to 40% off select PCs with 8th generation Intel Core processors and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Special financing available to qualified business customers when using Dell Business Credit. Go to dell.com/dbcpromos for details. And now, our second sponsor. Here is a crazy statistic. More than 1/4 of Americans say that they'd start their own business in the next year if they could. But only a fraction of those actually do it. Why? Well, because taking the leap can be scary. Luckily, there's Weebly. Weebly is the easiest way to create an incredible-looking website, but more importantly, it comes with a whole bunch of tools to help you sell your products, process payment, manage inventory, create marketing campaigns, and grow your brand. And because Weebly's mission is to help turn people's great ideas into successful businesses, they've built an incredible support team. If you have a question, just pick up the phone to talk to a customer success expert. No scripts, no robots, just a friendly human who can help you do what needs doing. So if you've got a product or idea that you want to share with the world, check out Weebly. You can have a beautiful, powerful online store up and running in a matter of hours. And because you listen to this podcast right here, you can visit Weebly.com/solvers, Weebly.com/solvers, and get 15% off your first purchase. Don't just build a beautiful website, build a successful online business with Weebly. All right, we're back. And here's Joe.
So it wasn't Eric Korman's plan to become a budding perfume mogul. He wasn't even interested in fragrance until pretty recently. He was actually a consumer brand guy who used to work for Coca-Cola before he switched over to e-commerce in 1999.
So immediately prior to starting the business, I was at Ralph Lauren running global e-commerce and digital marketing, and had been in that role for about four and a half years. And when I was at Ralph, one of my main priorities was obviously rethinking how does the company go to market through the lens of digital.
This meant taking a lot of meetings with digital first brands like Everlane and Warby Parker, but it also meant as he looked for better ways to sell Ralph Lauren products online, that he had to become better acquainted with fragrance, with perfume, with cologne, whatever. And this is a new territory. Like a lot of men, he never paid that much attention to the sector.
I hadn't worn fragrance since guess the days of middle school, you know, going to a middle school dance and putting fragrance on when I was about 13 years old. But obviously running a division at Ralph Lauren, we sold fragrance online. And one day, even though we didn't sell a lot of it, I started asking questions, trying to understand more about the business.
So Corman went on a little consumer journey. He hit up high-end department stores, which are still the most common way that people buy fragrance. And just like that, he became a fragrance guy.
He was near our office. So I went on lunch and went down into their fine fragrance counter. And they have all these very high-end niche brands, brands that, quite frankly, at the time, I wasn't aware of. So products like Frederick Malle or Lalabo or Byredo. And I started smelling the fragrances, and they smelled completely different than my preconceived notions of the words perfumer cologne. They were really exciting. They were really evocative. They were really interesting. Yet they were also really expensive. But I started becoming, regardless, a product geek, if you will, of fragrance.
He started developing a good understanding of the product, the history of it, the appeal, the allure, even the chemistry. But he noticed something else as well. The way fragrance is sold leaves a lot to be desired. In short, it kind of sucks.
If you look at the messaging of the category by and large, you know, A, 70% of the fragrances you're going to find in a department store, you know, or specialty channel, it will be a licensed product, right? And that product is going to be licensed from either a fashion designer or a celebrity. And, you know, those celebrities and fashion designers have no real legitimacy around fragrance.
And this was annoying to Corman because he'd really become a true believer in fragrance and its power to evoke mystery and moment and make people feel good since the dawn of history, really. And it bothered him that it was being peddled so shoddily. Because here we have a product with a deep history in human civilization that's being sold predominantly in a failing sector of the economy. It's off-puttingly pretentious. It's marketing in an offensively archaic way. It's sold for a lot of money. It's being frequently used as an easy, high-margin brand extension vehicle for pop stars. And to boot, no one even really knows what's in this stuff. And Eric Corman, this was an opportunity. So he left Ralph Lauren, and in June of 2016, he launched his own company, Fleur, pledging to attack what he calls, quote, probably the most counterintuitive category to possibly take online. And at first, industry people were skeptical.
There were certainly a lot of folks who thought, on face value, it didn't seem to make a lot of sense.
What they didn't see was how someone could be enticed to buy a fragrance without smelling it. Because in department stores, you can get a little spritz of it, or they'll give you a little piece of paper with the scent on it. But where others saw a stumbling block, Corman saw a way not only to compensate for his lack of in-store experiences, but an altogether better way for customers to sample fragrances.
One of the things that I uncovered really early on in my journey is that fragrance changes on your skin really quickly, you know, over the course of a day. And that's because your body's a little heater and it's just pure chemistry. As you heat up the fragrance on your skin, it's going to change over time. And so smelling fragrance on a paper strip in a mall and trying to make a purchasing decision within 5 minutes is really not optimal, right? In many ways, and we did research around this, customers often have an experience of they like the way it smelled on a paper strip in a mall, but ultimately brought it home, wore it on skin over time, only to be disappointed with the actual product in their own real life.
So there's the first big idea. Fleur would offer 2 milliliter sample vials, about a month's worth of fragrance. Customers could pick two, pay $18, and if they liked one and bought a full bottle, that $18 would be credited back to the purchase price of $85. This let customers really spend time with the scents and really get a much clearer sense of what they would be like to wear in everyday life. And this led to the second issue. How do you get people to shell out for that vial? How do you convey what the product smells like?
So we spent time with a woman who has a degree in the psychology of scent named Rachel Herz. She's a PhD at Brown. And one of the principles that we learned from her is this idea that we as humans smell with our eyes first. And what that means is, think about the last time you were in a room and you smelled something strange. The first thing you typically do is look around. right? And why are you looking? You can't see smell. What you're looking for is context. You're looking for visual context for that smell. What that meant is we could use other sensory experiences, what you're looking at, what you're reading, what you're listening to give you an idea about how that fragrance is going to make you ultimately feel and smell when you receive it. And so the website was really built out with that idea in mind.
Now, Fleur was making their own perfume. And when they gave briefs to their perfumers about what they wanted these scents to be, they would use Spotify playlists and stock photos, words, anything that they could find that would capture the context for the fragrance. And so when it came time to bring these products to market, they just took that context and made it customer facing.
Sure. So one of our fragrances is called Moab. And Moab is obviously, you know, a beautiful, you know, desert location in Utah. And the idea behind the fragrance, the moment we were trying to capture, was really this sort of hedonistic, if you will, journey with friends through the desert. And the feeling of, you know, expanse and openness and sort of limitless possibilities. And so the soundtrack that we put behind that were tracks from folks like, you know, Only for You by Heartless Bastards and Inside Out by Spoon, the type of music you'd be listening to on that hedonistic road trip through the desert with your friends.
So now you have an approachable, affordable, unpretentious fragrance with a strong sense of context that's being used both to explain the perfume to the people making it and also the people buying it. The ingredients are listed on the package to show that everything is as sustainably sourced as possible, and there are no potentially toxic additives, which are common in a lot of conventional fragrances. And you have the simple deal, which allows people to really live with their purchase long enough to make an informed decision that they'll be happy with. But there's a problem.
We launched initially with a sample set that had two vials in it. And one of the things we saw very early on is that many customers were buying more than one sample set. Much more than we had anticipated.
This would seem like a positive thing, but the fact was it was driven a bit by frustration.
We started asking questions, and what we quickly learned is that most people were looking for three fragrances, that they were trying to try three, and then they'd add a fourth into their kit. So then we did a little more research on decision making, and it seems that actually, from a human psychology perspective, we're much better attuned to be able to make choices when we have three options versus when we have two.
So in February of last year, they changed their packaging, updated their site, and started offering three fragrances per sample kit. And amazingly, business shot up.
Now, making that change online is not that big a deal, but obviously required changes to our packaging and other things. So for, you know, a young company 6 months into business, it was actually a fairly substantive change, but one that has really paid off immeasurably for us, both in terms of how many people convert, you know, on site into a sample set, and equally as important, the percentage of people who buy a sample set then ultimately convert into full bottle.
That simple tweak, sales of sample kits went up by 150 to 200%, with 30% more of those customers going on to buy a whole bottle. And things have been great since. When we spoke in November, Fleur was approaching their 30,000th customer, and revenues were up 400% over last year. They're offering candles now and subscriptions, so customers never run out of their favorite fragrance, and they're hearing from their customers, who are literally writing them notes thanking them for being in business. And as for Corman, he's made great strides in a pretty short period of time to redeem, in a small but growing way, this thing that he's become very passionate about, the thing that he loves, and that means a lot to him.
Years ago, I went to a wine class, right? And it was one of the only wine classes I have ever been to that I enjoyed, because the very first thing the instructor said, he goes, look, at the end of the day, the only thing you need to know is what you like. So my best advice to you is just go out there, drink wine, and see what you like. And if you like putting an ice cube in white wine, that's great. Go for it. Don't let anybody tell you different, you know. And I think it's that idea of breaking down these sort of conventions that a small group of quote unquote experts around the field have used to really lord over everybody else. And instead, to your point, breaking it down and making people feel comfortable that, yes, there's all sorts of things you can study around scent, but at the end of the day, let's just find what makes you feel good. If, you know, if I have a right to exist as a brand in your life, it's because I'm adding, hopefully, joy and levity and value, not making you feel bad.
And that's our episode. But wait, before you go, please hear me out on a few ways you can stay in touch with the show and contact me directly. First of all, if you like the show, it would be amazing if you subscribe to it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Problem Solvers. That way, you'll never miss an episode. We come out every Monday morning. Also, I love hearing from listeners. You can go to jasonfeifer.com. That's J-A-S-O-N, F as in Frank, E-I, F as in Frank, E-R.com, where you'll find my email address, social media handles, and also you can sign up for my monthly newsletter, The Feifer Five, which is five monthly insights and bursts of inspiration for entrepreneurs. It's basically a collection of the ideas that excited me the most that month. So please go check it out. And that's again, jasonfeifer.com. And if you want to drop me a line directly, please let me know about the problems you've solved, and I might have you read the letter in a future episode of the show. We can all learn from each other, and that also means you. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media, and this episode was edited by Conrad Martin. We are also online at entrepreneur.com. Again, I'm Jason Pfeiffer. Thanks for listening, and now go solve some problems.